This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Kona Edge. If it's the first time you're joining us, welcome. It's good to have you on board. Thank you so much for taking the time to spend some time with me today. We're going to be talking some cycling, and we touch base with Evert Kleinant, who is a machine on two wheels. I can tell you that much. I've seen him race in person, and he is a monster. But today, we're going to be talking a little bit about gains on the bike, and Evert's got a very, very cool take on it, and how you can get faster, and how he's got faster over the last few years. So make sure you stick around for my chat with Evert. Before we do that, though, a huge thank you to the sponsor of this edition of the Kona Edge. It's brought to you by Wheel Sides. If you're in the market for a new set of wheels, you definitely can't go wrong with Wheel Sides. They've done some independent testing, and they are right up there with some of the biggest brands in the world, and their prices are incredible. Their payoff line is all the performance at half the price, so that should tell you everything. Definitely go check them out if you're looking for new wheels. The website to go to is thekonaedge.com/wheels, and that'll redirect you through to their website. It's easy to remember. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels. The link is in the show notes to this episode. It's also on the podcast player that you're listening to this through. You can click straight through right now and go check them out. And if you are going to buy some wheels, make sure you use the coupon code KonaEdge, all one word, KonaEdge, and they'll give you 10% discount for being a loyal listener to the podcast. How cool is that? So go check it out. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels. Let's chat some biking now. We head back to Pretoria, just north of where I am here in South Africa, to catch up with Evert Kleinant. Evert, welcome back onto the Kona Edge.
Yeah, thanks, Brad, for having me. Really honored to be on the show.
Evert, you're a monster on a bicycle, and from a mental perspective, because you're not the strongest of swimmers, you just must pass people left, right, and center all day long once you get onto the bike. From a mental perspective, that's a huge plus.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually one of the benefits of not being a strong swimmer, is you have to work so much harder on the bike, and then, you know, as the swim catches up, it actually becomes better. So yeah, I'm coming from the back, you never really have someone pass you, so you don't have to worry about drafting or, you know, that type of thing. You just go stay in a positive mental state. So yeah, I really appreciate that.
What is it about the bike? I mean, you talk in our first chat, you spoke about doing really long rides, and you've got a couple of mates who aren't too afraid of going 150. Is there something, do you really enjoy spending time on the bike and the hours that are needed to perform at this level?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, cycling, in my opinion, is probably one of the hardest sports. I mean, out of the three, it's definitely, for me, I feel, you know, that's the most taxing part of it. Now, I won't say to you that going 150 every weekend is my favorite thing to do. You know, also, I hear some guys doing like 200K rides, which I don't know why. But in any case, you know, I mostly do 150, and I feel like 5 hours is enough for me. I enjoy my bike, you know, but also it's about quality. We spoke about doing indoor trainers. For me, it's not just riding the bike. It's also being, you know, there's a lot more to riding your bike than just being the strongest guy. I saw a YouTube video of Cameron Worth, where actually it's something I've been thinking a lot about lately. It's, I hear these guys, everyone talking about, you know how everyone talks about power, huh? What to FTP, what's this, what's that? And the guy's talking about 300 watts as if it's nothing. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, well, hang on a minute, you know, I know what I bike, and, you know, 300 watts is a lot of watts to push. So, you know, is it something where you say, well, are you the strongest or are you the fastest? And I think that's an interesting topic I can talk about for quite some time. Being the strongest does not necessarily mean you're the fastest. You know, it's how you ride your bike. It's almost like, you know, you look at good runners, it's like they're making it look easy. Good swimmers, they're smooth, they make it look, and I think cyclists as well. You know, you have a look at it, it's almost like poetry. And, you know, being smooth is fast, I would say. So riding the bike, I tend to focus a lot on, you know, am I smooth? Am I aero? Am I fast? And then mostly, am I comfortable? Because the biking is one part of it, but you need to get off it and run. And if you're not comfortable on your bike, you're not going to run well. And it's all, you know, in triathlon, it's all about the run. So guys, in terms of their bikes, they will set it up very aggressively and it looks very pro and it looks very cool. You know, but 180 Ks is a long way to sit in the drops. So, you know, if you're not going to feel comfortable with that, you know, you can look aero all you want. You know, you're not going to get the benefit of that. So I think that's a major thing that's being overlooked, is just getting that free speed and riding intelligently. You know, when do I, especially tire pressure, using the wind, are you riding a disc? Are you not riding a disc? You know, how much nutrition do you take on? You know, how far the water points are apart? All those type of things. You know, if you're riding a 500 ml bottle, that's half a K. Do you need it where the water points are 30 Ks apart? So, and I think that's where nutrition also plays a vital part into planning your race. And I mean, I think the bike is literally where it's made, you know, in terms of your running and how your race is going to unfold.
You mentioned the Mark Allen quote in our first chat as well, where he said fitness is not a look, it's a feel. Cycling, it's easy to get caught up in the allure of all the gear. How important is the gear in your mind? I mean, it's nice to have, but is it the be all and end all?
Yeah, look, I'm one of those guys who like the nice bling stuff. But I mean, that's kind of look good, feel good type of scenario. But to be quite honest with you, it's all about comfort. You know, and I tend to say, well, if you're going to do a 5-hour Ironman ride, argument's sake, is how much of that time are you sitting in the aero position? You know, are you sitting half of it and then sitting up because you're not comfortable, or can you sit 5 hours? I think, to be quite honest with you, if I'm doing an Ironman ride in, say, PE and even in Kona, if I'm out of the bars for more than 10 minutes, that's a long time, because I just try to sit in that position and I'm comfortable being in that position for such a long time. So I think gear plays a massive role, but you don't need a 200,000 rand bike, you know, to do well. It's just being smart. Like I said, if you look at weight-wise, in terms of how much money it costs you to get your bike a kilogram lighter, what if you look at the aid station and say, how far are they apart? Do I need one bottle? Do I need two bottles? How am I going to take my nutrition? Like I said, in South Africa, you can probably ride one bottle, you know, 750. If you finish a 750 in 30 Ks, you know, that's enough. And there you immediately, I see the guys putting on two bottles at the back. They've got an aero bottle and they've got a bottle between the arms. I'm like, well, by the time you get to the aid station, that's warm. And why do you need all that water and extra weight? So, you know, you can do proper, you know, if you properly plan for the race, you can get away with a lot cheaper bike just by, you know, doing small things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Favorite workout on the bike? What do you love doing?
Going hard. No, yeah, no, you know, what I tend to like to do is I just like to sit there and get into the zone and just keep in the same power and see how long I can hold it. I mean, so, yeah, it's good to do these short, hard intervals, but I tend to say, okay, well, I'm just going to get into that. And on the open road, you kind of just go into the zone. You know, you're in this little bubble and you're just riding your bike and the muscles are screaming and you just keep going. So in terms of workout, probably then if I can say tempo work, where I do like half an hour, 45 up to an hour, where I just go, you know, race-based effort. I really enjoy that.
Brilliant. Well, Evert, it's been great catching up. I look forward to talking about your run next time out. We'll save that for next week. Thanks for your time today.
Great. Thanks, Brad.
And that is it for this edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for joining us, and thanks to Evert. Fantastic. I love that. I've been taking copious amounts of notes in my chats with Evert. He is a wealth of knowledge, so I hope you enjoyed that one too. And two South Africans, the South African accent on the podcast on the same day. I love it. Absolutely love it. Thank you so much to our sponsor, Wheel Science, as well on this edition of the podcast. If you'd like to get yourself a set of high-performance wheels at half the price, Wheel Science is the place to go, okay? If you head over to this URL, it is thekonaedge.com/wheels, or just click through from the podcast player you're listening to this podcast in, and just head straight through there. Go check out their full range of wheels. They've got some amazing ones, great quality at an incredible price. It's all the performance at half the price. I'll get it right. Let me put my teeth back in. Make sure that you use the coupon code KONAEDGE as well at checkout to get 10% off those wheels. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels. It'll take you through to the website. And then the coupon code to use is KONAEDGE. You'll get 10% off your order. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.